is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine has ordered an investigation following a report North Korea obtained Soviet-era rocket engines for its ballistic missile program. Kyiv Tuesday denied it ever provided Pyongyang any defense technology. Concern over the North's rapid progress in developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone plans to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence, visiting Chile, reaffirmed U.S. resolve in the face of the North Korean threat.
We truly believe that it's imperative that the regime in Pyongyang understand that all options are on the table. The United States of America will simply not permit a rogue regime in North Korea to possess usable nuclear weapons that can reach the continental United States and threaten our people.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for fresh diplomacy.
And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy. For my part, I want to repeat that my good offices are always available, and I conveyed this message yesterday to the representatives of the six-party talks.
Those parties in the suspended nuclear talks include the both Koreas, the U.S., Russia, China, and Japan. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election results in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga has called the outcome of the August 8 election fraudulent. Some feared the 72-year-old politician would urge supporters to take to the streets in violent protest.